Welcome to the O Woman Podcast, where we discuss, so many things related to women's sexuality, bodies, thoughts, and lives. We'll talk about everything from our relationships, to our orgasms, to our children, and our ovaries. And we'll share outstanding experiences and ordinary ones. I'm Emma, and a big open welcome to you. Thanks for joining me for the show today. This is episode 94 of the O Woman Podcast. And today we're going to talk about five aspects of intimate relationships that are underrated. Now, this, of course, is my opinion, but I got to thinking, and I think there are some definite points here that I've always thought, and I kind of wanted to compile them and put them together in an episode where I talked about some of the things that I think are really great and awesome about intimate relationships, specifically, you know, usually long-term, you know, committed relationships, that you just don't always think of. You just don't always think of it. You don't always think that these are really great things about it. Now, in a world where marriage and relationships and long-term commitments and all that kind of stuff are talked about incessantly, endlessly, it can be sort of tiring to hear the same old crap over and over again about, like, you know, 10 tips to make your relationship better, or 10 ways to focus on your relationship and, you know, start thinking about this and that, you know. And sometimes those articles and that information has good insights, but sometimes it's just tiring and you kind of just want something fresh, something that kind of comes out of the dark corner of your relationship. And I don't mean dark as in like the creepy corner. I mean just the corner of your relationship and your understanding of each other that you don't really always think about, but you already kind of have it going for you. So the first thing that I think is underrated about specifically committed but intimate relationships is the ability and the desire to share your hopes and your dreams and your hardships with each other. If you have other close family members, sometimes you can do this with them too, but it's different when it's with a partner, when it's with someone who you might have committed your entire life to, or theoretically committed your entire life to. Sharing your hopes and your dreams can be a scary thing. It can be really scary to do with someone that you don't really know well. And it can even be scary to do with, you know, your partner, because sometimes you're worried that your hopes and your dreams might not line up with their hopes and dreams. But that's what makes you a good team, is the ability to actually communicate and talk about this kind of stuff. And then along with this is just related to, in the context of you sharing your feelings and your hopes and your dreams, and then also your hardships, the really hard things, the things that you've done that you don't feel good about, or the things that you feel guilty or upset about, or you wish could be different that you might not admit to anyone else, is being open and speaking honestly from a place where you're not worried about being judged, you're not worried about being left behind, you're not worried about what this person thinks of you, because you know what they think of you. Maybe you've done some stupid shit. Everybody's done some stupid shit, but you know that they're going to stick around, that they're going to be there for you. And then also going along with this, the ability to share your hopes and dreams and your heart, the hard things that have happened to you, it comes with, you know, kind of the sense of taking off your armor, to putting down your shield, and also getting rid of other distractions in your life that are keeping you from fully engaging with what you want to say. Like, you know, cut off your cell phone, get off of the computer, stop watching TV while you're talking, stop and actually look at each other and really see each other for who each other is. And it's going to remind you how valuable this moment of sharing really is, even if it's just for 3 minutes, even if it's just a small way to rejuvenate your day in your intimate relationship. Slowing down and doing this makes this moment and the ability that you have to be able to share with this person even better, because you're there, you're in the moment. You're not skipping past an experience. You're breathing it, you're living it. The second thing about an intimate relationship that I think is underrated, that people should be thinking more about and doing more of, is spending time working together. And I don't mean, you know, necessarily at a job working together. It might be at a job working together, but I mean like co-creating something in a project, in a creative endeavor, in, you know, a construction thing at your house, something that isn't just, you know, let's work on this chore together. Let's just do this, you know, routine maintenance together. That can be beneficial and great, and it's really good to be able to cooperate for that. But actually creating something together, working beside them, having to solve problems in a new way for a new problem, a new thing, a new creation that you haven't had to before. And this is so great because it reminds you of their strengths and also their weaknesses, which is one reason why you love them too. So it reminds you of how you get along with them, how you're compatible, and also reminds you of some of the things that you do that might just be outright annoying and makes you think, I'm so grateful that they stick around, even though I do this and this and this. And it might be hard to do this. It might be hard, but the fact is you can do it. It is valuable. And being in a relationship with someone, you're meant to have to cooperate in new and strange settings sometimes. So it's nice to do it just for fun, to give yourself a chance to meet another aspect of each other that you don't always get to see, that you don't always remember when you're going through everyday life doing the same old thing. The third aspect of an intimate relationship that's underrated, that we should be doing more of, is remembering. Which sounds goofy, and it sounds too nostalgic, and it sounds frou-frou. But Jason and I spend some time doing this, and we didn't realize how healing and fantastic it was, and emotional, really very emotional, until we just happened to stumble upon doing it a couple times. Remembering something as simple and basic as how you met. And, you know, it's not hard to do this, because it doesn't take both of you to be on board at first. It's really easy to loop that other person into that nostalgia and that remembering. If you're really excited about doing it and they're busy, you know, you can always throw out there something like, do you remember the night we met? Do you remember this and this and this? And chances are it's going to stop them kind of in their tracks, and they're going to think about it, and they're going to think, man, I remember that night. That's really special. And they're going to want to talk more about it. So remembering how you met. Looking back at some funny stories, some things that have happened to you that you might be embarrassed about, or things that have happened to both of you that are hilarious, that you just can't ever get enough of reminding each other about it every few months or, you know, every year or so. Some other things you can think about are just anything about each other's experiences and each other's lives that you don't think that other person remembers. Jason has a better memory than me about that kind of stuff, I think. And so he's constantly reminding me of these little details that come with an experience that I have forgotten about. And it makes that memory all the more rich. And it reminds me, it takes me back to exactly how I felt at the time, which was fantastic and excited and glad to be with him and glad to be in that relationship with him. Also, the thing about how long you've been together is the longer you've been together, the more you just start to forget stuff. You know, nothing majorly important, but you start to forget some of the little quirky details of your life together and of your experiences. And because you have, you know, wildly different memories, it's going to be really nice for each of you to recall what you experienced in that moment. Or recall the same story in different ways, because they're going to bring up something that you didn't remember, a detail that you didn't remember, that's going to open and unlock a whole layer of exciting things that you'd forgotten about when thinking about that story. So it's so nice to just kind of sit back and spend some time remembering. It sounds cheesy, it sounds silly, but next time you have a special date night, and I've done an episode about the value of date night and all of that, next time you do that, try to do this. Try the remembering. It becomes addictive. It becomes fantastic. But it doesn't become such that you forget to live in the moment. You don't dwell on the past. You know, if you start doing that, just think, the past is so exciting. Now the future and the present is going to reflect that, because I'm so excited about what we've done and where we've been. The fourth thing that I think is underrated about intimate relationships is telling each other what you like about each other. I think people get so wrapped up once they're in a committed relationship thinking about why you love each other. Oh, I love you because of this. I love you because of that. That is different than liking them. You can love someone all day long and still find this and this and this really annoying. And you can love someone all day long and not even enjoy their company really much anymore, which is a really upsetting thought. So spending the time to actually state what you like about that person has a different layer of intimacy, because it reminds them why you admire them and respect them and like them as just a person, not even someone that you love, just a person, which I think is a really nice way to step outside of your relationship while still being in it, to remind each other of how great you are. So I think just simply starting with the statement, I like it when you blah, 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 or I like that you da, 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 da. It's nice to just candidly say this. You know, you don't plan this kind of a conversation. You can, you know, if you're in the mood, you can tell them 10 things you like about them. Or you can just tell them whatever you feel like it. I like that you offered to drive because I'm tired and I appreciate that you want to drive to let me rest. I like that. That makes me feel happy and good. There's a power to the word like that I think most people forget when they start thinking of, I love you. And there's a power to the word love, but because we stop using like so much, like almost becomes just as powerful because it's less used. You know, you say, I love you, I love this, I love that, I love cookies, I love cake, I love my dog. You know, you say, I love for things that you just like. So when you go back to using the word like, sometimes it wakes up this other part of your brain and gets you to pay better attention to the compliment or the compliment that you're being paid or the compliment that you're paying your partner. So that's a really nice thing to think about if you haven't thought about that. And the fifth aspect of an intimate relationship that's underrated is spending time apart. No matter how much you like someone, no matter how much you want to see them all the time, it is still so valuable and also underrated to spend some time apart. It allows you to rejuvenate. It allows you to reflect on yourself and your relationship with this person. And it allows you to enjoy yourself because it's hard to just enjoy yourself as yourself when you're with the other person. And even if they're your other half or better half or perfect partner or the one for you, still that you have your own identity that is just you by yourself. And focusing on that and spending the time to let that part of you come to life again is really going to benefit and inform actually spending more time with each other and spending your time together. So that's the fifth and final thought I had about five aspects of intimate relationships that are underrated. There are plenty more that are underrated, and I'm sure as soon as I think of some that I want to compile together, I'll do another five aspects of intimate relationships that are underrated. But I wanted to start with that today and encourage you to think of these things and think about how you can fit them into your own romantic relationships, because ultimately doing these things are going to make it even better than it is already. I want to thank you again for listening, as always. I'm Emma from the O Woman Podcast. You can check out owomanpodcast.com. Check out any of the past episodes on the recent episodes tab. You can leave any comments. You can check out the resources. Please check us out on Facebook, O Woman Podcast, and subscribe on iTunes. And rate the episodes. That would be really great and really helpful. Please do that. So thank you so much for listening. And as always, I'll talk to you next time. Okay, bye.